So the first thing I do is when I sit down next to someone, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to adopt their physiology slowly as I sit down. But by the time I'm fully sitting down, I'll probably be sitting the same way they are. What am I adopting? I'm adopting their posture. Are they leaning to the left or the right with their back? If they're sitting in a chair, is their buttocks all the way back toward the back of the chair, or is it out toward the front edge of the chair? Are they leaning backwards in the chair, or are they sitting up rather straight? What does the spine look like? Is the spine upright and straight? Does it lean to the left or to the right? I'm going to adopt their gestures. I'm going to match their gestures. Not all the time. Like if they're speaking, I'm not going to be doing gestures at the same time they are. But when it's my turn to speak, I'll be gesturing. I could even adopt their facial expression, the tilt of their head, their breathing, and their blinking. I could adopt all of those. I could use the same facial expressions. I could even blink synchronized with them. I could even blink essentially at the same time. And it's such a powerful thing to match a person's breathing. It's such a powerful thing to match someone else's breathing, to get their breathing in the same time, so that when they breathe in, you breathe in. Now, here's a tip. When a person's speaking, they're breathing out. So while they're speaking, you're going to be breathing out. Then when they stop to take a breath, then you can breathe in at the same time. So that's matching physiology. And breathing is a very, very important part of that. Conradi Leitner, who was a great stage show hypnotist, and Leitner was quoted in Andre Weizenhofer in 1957 in General Techniques of Hypnotism. Conradi Leitner said, "The most important thing that I do is when I'm doing my stage show is I get my audience to breathe in unison with me." He said, "I don't breathe in unison with them. I get my audience to breathe in unison with me." Now, that's rather telling, isn't it? He gets his audience to breathe in unison with him. So he gets them to match him. And what he did was he used to raise his arms above his head. He'd say, "Okay, audience, take a deep breath in." And he'd go, and as he took his deep breath in, he'd raise his hands above his head till they were fully extended when the audience breathed all the way in. And then as they breathed out, he would lower his arms. Now, Leitner was then actually doing what we call crossover mirroring. Now, crossover mirroring means, although he was breathing at the same time too, but crossover mirroring means that you're actually mirroring something that someone else is doing with a different part of your body. So by raising his arms above from below his waist to above the top of his head as the audience was breathing in, he's using a different part of his body to mirror the clients, or the audience in this case, to mirror them. I remember one time I was working with a 9-year-old boy who, this was the skateboarder actually, and he had this thing where he was sitting there with his foot. Let me see if I can approximate what he was doing with his foot. Can you hear that? He was sitting there with his foot like this, going boom, 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 boom. And his foot's stomping on the floor like this, stomping, 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 stomping. And I'm thinking, whoa, if I sit there and try to do this with my foot, it's going to be rather obvious. So what did I do? I matched him with my hand, slowly with my hand, slightly on the couch like this. Just hand going up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm just the finger going up and down. Then I finally got rapport, and then I slowed it down, and then I stopped. And he stopped. And then I went, "Whew, that's a lot better." So if someone is producing a behavior that's really overt, like a child, and you really want to slow them down a little bit, get into rapport with him and then slow it down kinesthetically till it gets slower and slower, and then eventually it stops. Good. So that's physiology. We can match physiology. Now we can also match the voice.